Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Numbers 260 to 346. M.R., Number 280. The Shut Door. Ellen White's Labor for Sinners, 1845 to 1850. Oh, my brother and sister, I wish all of God's people could get a sight of it as God has shown it me. The work of the Lord is going on. Souls are coming into the truth, and soon the work will be all done. Keep up good courage. Hope in God. Let nothing weigh thee down. We have the truth. We know it. Praise the Lord. I saw yesterday our work was not to the shepherds who have rejected the former messages, but to the honest deceived who are led astray. I saw the false shepherds would soon be fed with judgment. Let the truth come out everywhere we go. The seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord our God. Cheer up. There are better days coming. We were very glad to hear from you that you were striving to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Be bold in the cause of God. Do not falter. The way is now fully open for James to go forward in publishing the present truth. Let us not rest unless we have the abiding witness that our ways please God. Souls are coming out upon the truth all around here. They are those who have not heard the Advent doctrine, and some of them are those who went forth to meet the bridegroom in 1844, but since that time have been deceived by false shepherds until they did not know where they were or what they believed. I speak because I know what I am talking about. For more than 40 years I have stood in the desk proclaiming salvation to sinners, and my heart has yearned over them. God has opened before me the glory of heaven, and I have obtained a sight of the majesty and glory of my Redeemer. I have obtained a sight of the angels in glory. I was very young when the physician said, "You must die. You cannot live more than 3 months." It was then that God gave me a sight of his glory and said, "Go proclaim the message I give you to the people." I started out in my weakness. I could hardly stand. I had not spoken aloud for weeks, but when I stood before the people, God's power came upon me. Voice was given me, and I talked from 2 to 3 hours with clearness. But when I had finished, my voice again was gone. I traveled for 3 months in this way, and then the pain of the lungs ceased, and ever since I have been doing the work which the Master has given me to do. I have traveled and labored, and God has given me strength to continue unto this day. 6A, 1886, page 11. Sermon, Preparation for the Judgment, June 27th, 1886. I spoke in the Sanitarium Chapel yesterday, March 24th, 1906, and related some of our experiences in connection with the beginning of our work. I spoke of my conversion and of how I traveled for months, unable to speak except in a low, husky voice. The Lord worked with us wherever we went. His glory was in every meeting. I was so blessed, and God worked so wondrously by His Holy Spirit, that I had not the least excuse to doubt that the Lord had chosen me, young as I was, to communicate to others the light given me. The opposition that came, whether from high or low, had no impression upon my mind. Evidence was constantly given that dispelled doubt. Many souls confessed their sins and were converted. Soon after the beginning of my work, Elder James White and I were married. I now sit down to write you a few lines and give you a little history of our journey and of the dealings of God with us since we left you. The first Sabbath we spent in Topsham, March 24th, was a sweet, interesting time. It seemed that Jesus himself passed through our midst and shed his light and glory upon us. We all had a rich draught from the well of Bethlehem. The Spirit came upon me, and I was taken off in vision. I saw many important things, some of which I will write you before I close this letter. I saw Brother Stowell, of Paris, was wavering upon the shut door. I felt that I must visit them. Although it was 50 miles off and very bad going, I believed God would strengthen me to perform the journey. We went and found they needed strengthening. There had not been a meeting in the place for above 2 years. We spent 1 week with them. Our meetings were very interesting. They were hungry for present truth. We had free, powerful meetings with them. God gave me two visions while there, much to the comfort and strength of the brethren and sisters. Brother Stowell was established in the shut door, and all the present truth he had doubted. Strength was given me from on high, so that my journey wearied me not at all, and my health has been better ever since. Thank God, He gives us strength as we need. I will now write you the vision God gave me on the Sabbath, the 24th of March. We had a glorious meeting. I was taken off in vision. I saw the commandments of God, and shut door could not be separated. I saw the time for the commandments of God to shine out to His people was when the door was opening in the inner apartment of the heavenly sanctuary in 1844. Then Jesus rose up and shut the door in the outer apartment and opened the door in the inner apartment and passed into the most holy place. And the faith of Israel now reaches within the second veil, where Jesus now stands by the ark. I saw that Jesus had opened the door in the most holy place, and no man can shut it. And that since Jesus had opened the door in the most holy place, the commandments have been shining out, and God has been testing His people on the holy Sabbath. Released September 27th, 1971.